英语说说看，
开口天天练，
欢迎收听英语说说看。
Hey guys, hope you're all having a great day. In our last session, we went through in detail New York State's eligibility to get the COVID-19 vaccine.
在上一期的节目里，我们具体的看了一下目前有哪些团体有资格去接种疫苗。
We mentioned that every state has their own mandates and rules.
我们讲到了每个州都有它自己的注射疫苗的规定
mandates and rules. So it's best to check with your own state what the schedule is and what the plan is.
所以最好还是要查看每个州的官网，去了解一下当地的 vaccination plan 接种疫苗的计划
schedule
时间表
and eligibility
和接种疫苗的条件和资格。
We mentioned that for the senior group, adults aged 65 and over, they are eligible now. But who else?
我们谈到了65岁以上的 senior population， 现在在纽约州和在加州都是符合条件注射疫苗的。那么还有哪些人呢？
Today, we're going to continue looking at vaccine eligibility.
今天我们会继续了解一下接种疫苗的资格
vaccine eligibility. Specifically, in California. Because the state just announced that it's expanding the list of eligible people.
因为加州政府刚刚宣布
the state just announced that they are expanding.
他们已经扩大了符合接种疫苗资格的团体范围。
The state announced it is expanding the list of people eligible for the vaccine.
March 15th, to be exact.
Okay, so 具体来说是从3月15号 March 15th, 从3月15号开始有哪些新的团体符合接种疫苗的条件了呢?
Do listen carefully because we covered some of these terms last time.
注意听一下,虽然它的语速会比较快,但是很多它讲到的 keywords,关键词语我们在上一期节目里已经讲到过了。
People with severe disabilities and those with health conditions that put them at high risk can get in line for shots starting March 15th.
People with severe disabilities,
严重残疾者 severe 是严重的意思 severe,
S-E-V-E-R-E,
severe,
and those with health conditions that put them at high risk.
就是形容目前身体健康状况使他们处于高风险的人
High risk
高风险
Can get in line for shots starting March 15th Shots is a more casual term for vaccines They mean the same thing in this case
Shots 在这里是打针的意思它是一个更口语化的形容疫苗的说法
Getting in line 就是排队的意思The fact that they can get in line for shots means that they're eligible.
那么可以排队去打针的人就是符合要求有资格接种疫苗的人。
This includes people with certain cancers, a stage 4 kidney disease, people with Down syndrome, people who have had an organ transplant, pregnant women, people with heart conditions, severe obesity, and those with severe type 2 diabetes.
那么最新有资格去打疫苗的人包括患有癌症的人
cancer.
有肾病的人
kidney disease
有唐氏综合症的人
Down syndrome
因为器官移植手术而导致免疫系统能力下降的人
weakened immune system from organ transplants
怀孕的女士
pregnant women
有镰状细胞病的人
sickle cell disease
有心脏病的人
heart conditions
严重肥胖的人
severe obesity and those with type 2 diabetes
和二型糖尿病的人
This includes people with certain cancers, a stage 4 kidney disease, people with Down syndrome, people who have had an organ transplant, pregnant women, people with heart conditions, severe obesity, and those with severe type 2 diabetes. People with severe disabilities and those with health conditions that put them at high risk can get in line for shots starting March 15th.
So these are all of the underlying health conditions that are listed.
那么如果您的身体欠佳也有以上的病例和症状
putting you at high risk,
导致您成为高风险的人群从3月15号开始您是可以去接种疫苗的。
Now all of this comes as the future of dose accessibility is in question.
这里的关键词是 dose,
D-O-S-E,
dose 指的是剂量
dose accessibility in question.
他的意思是说这个疫苗的供应成了大家都关心的问题因为目前是处于供不应求的状态
As you just heard, today our San Diego County leader is saying they would not be getting an expected shipment of doses this weekend, so weekend appointments at Petco Park are being rescheduled for next week.
这段话就是形容目前供不应求的一个状态。That they would not be getting an expected shipment of doses this weekend. 他们不会在这周末收到预期的剂量。So weekend appointments have to be rescheduled. 所以本应该在这周末注射疫苗的人，他们的 appointment 预约需要 reschedule 改期 reschedule 重新安排 reschedule.
County leaders introducing the idea that in the next maybe 2 to 3 weeks, they might be able to expand eligibility to the next tier.
They might be able, 他们也许会 expand the eligibility to the next tier. 继续下一步的扩大符合接种疫苗的团体。Tier, T-I-E-R, tier 虽然是层的意思，但是在这里它形容的是更多的团体，因为注射疫苗是分期进行的，所以 tier 在这里是形容一个阶段、一期、一组、一个范围。Expand eligibility 就是扩大注射疫苗的资格。Expand eligibility is a good thing. 这当然是好事情，因为这意味着更多的人将有资格去接种疫苗。那么这些人都包括哪类人士呢？
Which includes teachers, law enforcement, and food workers.
Teachers, 老师。Law enforcement, 执法人员, and food workers, 和从事食品行业的工作人员。
Teachers, law enforcement, and food workers.
Teachers, law enforcement, and food workers are the next tier in California. 教育工作者、执法人员和食品行业的工作人员是在加州的 next tier, 下面一组有资格注射疫苗的人。
So we know there are a lot of moving parts right now as far as expanding that eligibility. A lot of people were talking about up next. And so it is going to be a discussion of how to make sure we get this order in the right order and also making sure we have the doses that we need because we know that that is the big concern is making sure we have the right amount of doses.
There are a lot of moving parts when it comes to the vaccine rollout. 这句话的意思是说在疫苗注射方案这方面有很多不同的时时刻刻在更新的在变更的因素 A lot of moving parts 所以最新的消息也是需要到官网上去查看在这里还有两点非常重要他说了第一点 is to get things in the right order 就是我们要按部就班按照秩序来去安排和分配疫苗那么第二点就是 making sure we have the right doses 就是确保我们有正确的剂量目前来说疫苗的类型有三种三种里面的两种是要打两剂的最新的强生疫苗只需要打一剂就可以所以 dosage 剂量非常重要 Currently in California roughly 15 million people can get vaccinated now 在加州目前可以接种疫苗的人士已经达到了1500万人 You can check your eligibility online at covid19.ca.gov如果想要咨询您是不是现在就可以去注射疫苗您可以参考官网 COVID-19 COVID-19.ca.gov 这是加州的官网If you like today's session, share it with a friend, share it far and wide, join our Facebook community, and subscribe to our podcast so you never miss a session.